Welcome back. It's MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we learn, develop, and launch. Just happy to have you here. Say hi down below in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. We'd love to hear from you. So I just want to tell you guys a story, okay? Let me just start off with a story. So I was on vacation last week. We went to Lake Geneva. If you guys have not been there, you should go. It's actually really nice. I was adamantly surprised. Sorry if you hear the bell in the background. It goes off every hour. And it's just beautiful out there. Like, it's nice. It's not too hot in the summer. Now, I can't speak for the winter. It's probably brutally cold and not fun or fun. I don't know. Well, whatever you're into. Anyways, I was there with my family, and we were looking for fun stuff to do. And my sister, before we got there, found this axe-throwing place where, you know, you could get to throw axes and compete against each other, you know, on a target. Super cool, super fun. I had actually never been axe throwing, so I was very interested. Thought it was going to be really, really, really cool. So this is like our fourth day there or whatever. And it was downtown, and we had already been downtown several times. So I'm like, I've never even seen it. And literally we got there from the, you know, the GPS, and we still couldn't find it. We still, like, I was like, where the heck is this place? And there was like one tiny little sign on the road that says axe throwing around back. So I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So we went around back, and it kind of looked a little sketchy, you know, but, ultimately, finally, once we got in there, it was a really cool place, and we had a ton of fun, and the hospitality was great. The owners were great. The whole setup was really, really cool. Would definitely do it again at that same place. It was fun. Food was good, too. Like, everything was set up really, really well. But that entire night that we were there for a couple hours. No one else showed up. Like, no one... Not even another person walked in. It was just the workers and my family. And I was like, holy crap, they suck. Like, people don't even know that they exist. I think my sister, probably the only reason she looked it up is probably because she looked up axe throwing. And it's one of the first things that popped up. But otherwise, it was like non-existent. And it made me think about this. I was like, how many businesses are killing it on their product and their service, like the axe throwing company, but people have no idea that they even exist or that they can even get to them or that they're in a prime location, like they're downtown. So let me put this in perspective for you. Every day that we were there, there were hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people walking by this place because it was in a really nice downtown area in Lake Geneva, and people were going to the lake, people were going to eat at restaurants, there's tons of cool shopping down there, all sorts of stuff. And people had no idea. They had no clue. And so I figured, you know, this is a good reason to do an episode on, you know, how to raise your brand's awareness, how to raise your company's awareness, your service, whatever. Yeah, so let's just dive into that. So first things first is, obviously, you guys know what I'm going to say, social media. Social media is always first because that's where people's eyes are. That's where people's attention is all day, every day. we are on social media so much now. It's a little dangerous, but we are on it so much to where, like, if you need to reach someone, honestly, it might be better than calling them sometimes, if we're being honest. And it's just a missed opportunity. If you're not on social media, if you're not posting anything at all, you're definitely losing the battle on awareness, okay? Number two is SEO, okay? Now, their SEO may have been good, but like if you type in fun things to do in Lake Geneva, for example, are you going to pop up? Is axe throwing going to pop up? Is it going to be something that is going to, you know, show up at least on the first page? That's maybe something you need to do. Maybe you need to go to Google and type in blah, 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 blah in this town or this area or whatever. Fun things to do in Southern Illinois. Best marketing company in Southern Illinois. Like, we should be popping up. Maybe we're not. I have no idea. I haven't checked. But that's something that needs to be tackled, and it's easily tackled. Your SEO, your search engine optimization, that can be easily fixed. If you guys need help with that, please contact us. We will help you. We have the experts. All right. Number three is just getting involved with the community. Like, can you set up a little like mobile fake foam axe thing on the sidewalk on the weekend where there's the most amount of people to then be like, hey, we have a full axe throwing bar and grill and all this stuff over there. You guys should go check it out. Have some fun games, do some giveaways. I mean, easily getting your name out there. Partnerships is another thing. Is like, there's so many other businesses downtown, and axe throwing is not in competition with like 99% of them. So why not approach one of those companies and be like, hey, you guys have a slightly better location, better branding or, you know, look or whatever. How about we do some sort of deal where they buy this product or this thing from you, but they also get in 30 minutes of axe throwing at our location. And there's so many opportunities for you guys to collaborate and to create business for both of you. And not only does it elevate your businesses, but that elevates the community that you are in. And if you guys are bringing more business to downtown, then that leaves more opportunity for all of your neighbors who may or may not be competitors to also get business, which is great because as you guys have probably heard me say on the podcast, a rising tide lifts all boats. So if a marketing company down the road gets a client that we kind of wanted, I'm not at all like upset. I'm like, okay, cool. At least it's someone in Southern Illinois, like rather than, you know, them going to someone in Chicago, which by the way, we battled with a company in Chicago one time and we lost the bid. And then the people in Chicago did a terrible job. Just awful. I'm not going to mention any names, but they did a bad job. And I'm sure that they regret going with them now. It's bad. Anyways, so don't hesitate to like partner up, because not only that, is it's going to strengthen the community and the businesses around you. And heck, you may even make a friend, which friends are great. They're always good to have. And then last but not least, and this is for the axe throwing company, have a better sign. Like, have better placement in front of people that are walking by every single day. Literally have a better, like, a more engaging sign, like letting them know, hey, this is the location or this is where it is. 'Cause it wasn't very good. It wasn't. And not letting people understand, you know, where you are, what you do, you know what I mean? Is just a killer. People will gloss right over it because we're looking at ads and stuff all day. So you need to come up with something unique. You need to come up with something a little eye-catching and maybe a funny saying or something like that. And like, if you guys are ever in Southern Illinois and you come to downtown Marion where we are, you guys will see on our front, we have, our windows are filled with all sorts of stuff, whether it's talking about what we're doing, whether it's our logos or just maybe it's the home of the spiel. Like, we make sure people are aware that we're here and what we do. Because if somebody's looking for someone like us and they walk past and they don't notice what we do, that's kind of our fault, to be honest, because we weren't eye-catching enough. Think about it. All right, anyways, make your business just more accessible. Because the more accessible you are, the more customers you're going to get. Or even, maybe not even more customers you're going to get, but just more opportunity to get good customers. You know, some of us don't even necessarily want more customers. We just want better customers. That makes sense. Like better for our brand and in alignment with what we believe. So I hope this helps. I hope this podcast was good. If you guys have not, please subscribe. Leave a comment down below. And if you guys want to be interviewed on the podcast, just let me know. I'd love to have you on. I'd love to see your face and talk to you in person. Because that's way more fun. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but I grew a mustache a little bit. My wife made me do it. I don't like it. She likes it. And I feel very uncomfortable. But you guys can let me know in the comments down below if the mustache should stay or go. I am obviously erring on going, but I don't always win those battles. So anyways, MGM Marketability is growingmediamarketing.com. Check us out. Love you. Bye.